So what I like to say is rather than there's a living constitution, that there's a social justice super clause. In other words, that all laws should be interpreted according to the demands and dictates of social justice, so that if the text actually matches what social justice demands, then the text controls. If the text does not match what social justice demands, then there needs to be and must be an alternative explanation or alternative interpretation of that text. The Second Amendment is a great example. There isn't really a serious historical argument for the notion that the Second Amendment protects a collective right as opposed to an individual right to keep and bear arms. In fact, the actual operative language of the amendment says the right of the people, the right of the people, which is a phrase that has always been understood to confer an individual right. The historical original public meaning of the Second Amendment is very, very clear. But that's not what social justice demands. So if social justice demands something else, well, then here's what we're going to do. We're going to go with the prefatory clause about a militia and reinterpret that as the operative clause so that there's some sort of right to own a weapon in the context of militia service, which is completely nonsensical. But that's what social justice demands. The social justice super clause trumps the actual text.